Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, Wisdom Warriors? It's your boy Logan Cruz back with another dose of real talk, straight to your ears. You know, life throws curveballs. It happens to all of us. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep your head above water? Like the universe is playing a game of whack-a-mole with your sanity? Well, guess what? That's okay. That's where Stoicism comes in. This ancient philosophy that's got more wisdom than a whole library. Today, we're diving deep into how Stoicism can be your secret weapon to build resilience, rock through adversity, and actually come out stronger on the other side. Buckle up, because it's about to get real. So, what's the deal with Stoicism? It's all about understanding that some things are within our control, like our thoughts, actions, and reactions, and some things are just beyond our grasp. You can't control the weather, you can't control other people's opinions, but you can control how you respond to those things. Think of it like this. Adversity is inevitable, like a bad hair day or a flat tire. But your reaction to that bad hair day or that flat tire, that's totally up to you. Here are 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that can seriously level up your resilience game. 1. Focus on what you can control. Imagine you're trying to build a sandcastle on the beach. The tide's coming in, there's wind blowing sand everywhere, and you've got a bucket full of wobbly graham crackers for building materials. Frustrating? Totally. But guess what? You can still focus on stacking those graham crackers, one by one, making the best sandcastle you can with what you've got. In life, it's about focusing your energy on the things you can actually influence and letting go of the rest. 2. Practice negative visualization. This sounds kinda spooky, right? But hear me out. Stoics believed in practicing negative visualization, imagining worst-case scenarios to prepare for them mentally. Think of it like mental pre-gaming, not to scare yourself, but to build your emotional armor. Ever had that thing where you trip and spill your coffee? If you've visualized spilling your coffee, chances are, you're less likely to freak out when it actually happens. 3. Embrace discomfort. Life's not all sunshine and rainbows, folks. We're gonna face challenges, setbacks, and even failures along the way. Stoicism teaches us that discomfort is a natural part of life. It's how we grow, learn, and become more resilient. Think about it like training for a marathon. You gotta push yourself beyond your comfort zone to build strength and endurance. 4. Live in accordance with nature. This one's all about finding harmony within ourselves and the world around us. Stoics believe that by understanding natural laws, like cause and effect, change, and impermanence, we can navigate life's ups and downs with more clarity and acceptance. Think of it like this. When a tree bends in the wind, it doesn't break. It adapts. We can learn from nature to be flexible and resilient too. 5. Practice gratitude. Even on the toughest days, there's always something to be grateful for. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of appreciating what we have, our health, our loved ones, even a sunny morning, because it shifts our focus from what we lack to what we already possess. Gratitude is like a mental superpower that helps us stay positive and navigate challenges with more grace. Let me tell you about this time I was prepping for a big presentation, right? My laptop crashed, my notes were scattered everywhere, and I felt like running for the hills. It was a full-blown meltdown waiting to happen. But then I remembered Stoicism, focusing on what I could control, my breathing, my preparation for the next few minutes, and how I could deliver the best presentation possible despite the chaos. Long story short, I nailed it. It taught me that even when things go sideways, we can choose our response and come out stronger. So, Wisdom Warriors, remember this. Adversity is a part of life, but it doesn't have to define you. Embrace Stoicism as your guide, focus on what you can control, and trust the process. You've got this. Head over to my social media channels and share your biggest takeaway from today's episode. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of wisdom and motivation. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight and building that mental fortress.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.